Well, Pope Benedict also prayed today for survivors from Italy's earthquake who sought comfort amid the tragedy that leveled their cities and killed hundreds of people in Abruzzo earlier this week as they celebrated Easter Sunday Mass in makeshift chapels. The Archbishop of L'Aquila, Giuseppe Molinari, celebrated Mass before a small statue of Our Lady and a crucifix hanging from a tent wall, while Capuchin monks helped the thousands of men, women and children bring a little Easter cheer to their tent cities. Premier Silvio Berlusconi has declared the emergency phase over, but says it will still be months before most people displaced by the earthquake will know if they can go back to their homes. Spokesperson for Caritas Internationalis, Michelle Hoff, was there and told us what remains to be done.
The civil protection has asked Caritas to take a special role in taking care of the immigrant population of L'Aquila because at the moment there are slight difficulties and there's a sense of isolation among the immigrant population. And I spoke to a woman this morning, a Peruvian woman, who she was quite upset about certain attitudes towards the immigrant population which have been upheld in the local press. And so she doesn't know when she's going to go back to work or when she's going to earn any money. Her husband's a builder. He has no idea when he'll be getting his next wage check. And they're facing an enormous amount of uncertainty without a family network around them. So this is a major problem at the moment for the immigrant population, whereas Italian nationals may have a family network. They may have extra support. The immigrant population are facing this without much support. And there's also the issue of immigrants who may be undocumented, who are fearful of actually saying, I need help, because maybe they don't have the documentation at the moment and they're afraid of repercussions. So that's another issue at the moment. And there are various issues on which Caritas will try and help the immigrant population of L'Aquila.